The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments. 453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
American soil and around the world, anybody of that strong religious faith, I don't think can ever be completely trusted unless they are completely loyal to Jewish interests. And I don't think that the Jewish interests in this country or around the world will ever be able to trust a Mormon. Quite the opposite, I think, though. They would certainly feel comfortable with Mike Huckabee, for reasons which we don't need to go into, but which I think are obvious to anyone who's familiar with Mike Huckabee's general point of view. Be that as it may, again, I think they're deliberately stirring this up to try to get the focus on the fact that Mitt Romney is a Mormon and trying to scare people. I don't know that Huckabee deliberately said it for that reason, or ever that he even expected it to be used, but nonetheless, the media has used it that way and just reminded people that Mitt Romney is a Mormon. But what's more interesting in that article in the New York Times Magazine about Mike Huckabee, which featured a nice big front page picture of him, we find out that Huckabee, when asked who influences his thinking on foreign policy, he mentioned Thomas Friedman, the New York Times columnist, and Frank Gaffney, a neoconservative and the founder of a research group called the Center for Security Policy. Well, Zev Chaffetz writes, this is like taking travel advice from Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf, but the governor seemed unaware of the incongruity. Well, actually, I don't think there is anything incongruous about that, for the simple reason that even though Frank Gaffney is known as a neoconservative and Thomas Friedman of the New York Times is known as a bit of a liberal, the fact is that Friedman and Gaffney share one thing of mutual concern and interest, and that is their support for Israel. Frank Gaffney is a real hellish sort. One of our listeners wrote me a letter some time ago, which I meant to read on the air. He had met Frank Gaffney years ago, back when Frank Gaffney was just a lower-level staffer on Capitol Hill in Washington and working his way up the ladder. Well, Frank Gaffney is a longtime associate of Richard Perle and an acolyte of the neoconservative Crystal family. He's a real bad man, folks, and the fact that this real bad man influences the thinking of Mike Huckabee tells me that we should influence people not to like Mike Huckabee. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there, folks, who say, oh, well, Mike Huckabee's a man of God. He's a minister. He's a good Christian. We need a man like that in the White House. Well, folks, we don't need a man like Mike Huckabee in the White House, that's for sure. But isn't it interesting? He talks about Frank Gaffney being an influence on his point of view. Folks, he might as well say Menachem Begin or Ariel Sharon or Satan influences his point of view. That's what we're getting here. Hey, and you know another thing, folks, that everybody seems to forget about. You know, we know that there have been several states that the Rockefeller family have made their political outposts. Two very poor states, Arkansas and West Virginia. Jay Rockefeller is senator from West Virginia now. Winthrop Rockefeller was governor in the 1960s as a Republican. And young Bill Clinton, some people say he may be a Rockefeller. I won't even go into that. But young Bill Clinton, although he was a young liberal Democrat, worked for Winthrop Rockefeller's congressional campaign, or his gubernatorial campaign back there in the 1960s. A lot of people don't know that. And then, of course, you know, when Mike Huckabee was governor, his lieutenant governor was Winthrop Paul Rockefeller Jr., the son of the former Rockefeller governor. Folks, everybody thinks of Arkansas as being this backward state. Well, it may well be a backward state, but there's some very powerful financial interests in Arkansas, such as the Jackson Stevens Company. They have actually been supporting Huckabee financially. They're some of the same people that supported Bill Clinton, ladies and gentlemen. Do you get it? Mike Huckabee is a Rockefeller boy. And the Rockefellers, of course, they have diminished in their financial power and influence. They're on their way out as a real force in this country. They don't have anywhere near the money that they've often thought to have. In many respects, they have always been satellites, lower-tier people in the Rothschild sphere of influence. And that's exactly what we have here. We have really, in one sense, another Bill Clinton, but this time he comes in the guise of a former Baptist minister turned conservative Republican. So, folks, you know, I'm just here warning you. I know there's a lot of people out there who are saying, oh, he's a good Christian man. We need to support him. He's the best thing in the, you know. Folks, that's all part of the game. They are trying to mislead us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com. What you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, ranting and raving. Eventually going to get around to the phones, I think. Well, you may have heard in the press today the controversy surrounding a remark by Mike Huckabee, the would-be president from Arkansas. He made some comment to the effect asking a reporter for the New York Times, Zev Chaffetz, who did a profile of Huckabee for the New York Times Magazine over the weekend. He apparently asked him the question, which Chaffetz recited back in his article, something to the effect that, don't the Mormons believe that Jesus Christ and Lucifer were brothers? Well, obviously, this could have been a legitimate, serious question by Huckabee, because frankly, I think I remember hearing something to that effect somewhere at some point, some time ago, in someone discussing Mormonism or reading about Mormonism. Be that as it may, the very fact that the media jumped on this comment, again, seems to me to be an effort to build up Huckabee and to tear down tear down Mitt Romney, the Mormon candidate in the race for the White House. I don't think, no matter what Mitt Romney does, that he will ever be completely acceptable to the Zionist powers that be, the Jewish powers that be, or to really any powers that be, for the simple reason of his allegiance to his church, which is a very powerful entity on American soil and around the world. Anybody of that strong religious faith, I don't think, can ever be completely trusted unless they are completely loyal to Jewish interests. And I don't think that the Jewish interests in this country or around the world will ever be able to trust a Mormon. Quite the opposite, I think, though. They would certainly feel comfortable with Mike Huckabee for reasons which we don't need to go into, but which I think are obvious to anyone who's familiar with Mike Huckabee's general point of view. Be that as it may, again, I think they're deliberately stirring this up to try to get the focus on the fact that Mitt Romney is a Mormon and trying to scare people. I don't know that Huckabee deliberately said it for that reason, or ever that he even expected it to be used, but nonetheless, the media has used it that way and just reminded people that Mitt Romney is a Mormon. But what's more interesting in that article in the New York Times Magazine about Mike Huckabee, which featured a nice big front page picture of him, we find out that Huckabee, when asked who influences his thinking on foreign policy, he mentioned Thomas Friedman, the New York Times columnist, and Frank Gaffney, a neoconservative and the founder of a research group called the Center for Security Policy. Well, Zeb Chaffetz writes, "This is like taking travel advice from Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf, but the governor seemed unaware of the incongruity." Well, actually, I don't think there is anything incongruous about that, for the simple reason that even though Frank Gaffney is known as a neoconservative and Thomas Friedman of the New York Times is known as a bit of a liberal, the fact is that Friedman and Gaffney share one thing of mutual concern and interest, and that is their support for Israel. Frank Gaffney is a real hellish sort. One of our listeners wrote me a letter some time ago, which I meant to read on the air. He had met Frank Gaffney years ago, back when Frank Gaffney was just a lower-level staffer on Capitol Hill in Washington and working his way up the ladder. Well, Frank Gaffney is a longtime associate of Richard Perle and an acolyte of the neoconservative Crystal family. He's a real bad man, folks, and the fact that this real bad man influences the thinking of Mike Huckabee tells me that we should influence people not to like Mike Huckabee. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there, folks, who say, "Oh, well, Mike Huckabee's a man of God. He's a minister. He's a good Christian. We need a man like that in the White House." Well, folks, we don't need a man like Mike Huckabee in the White House, that's for sure. But isn't it interesting? He talks about Frank Gaffney being an influence on his point of view. Folks, he might as well say Menachem Begin or Ariel Sharon or Satan influences his point of view. That's what we're getting here. And you know another thing, folks, that everybody seems to forget about. You know, we know that there have been several states that the Rockefeller family have made their political outposts. Two very poor states, Arkansas and West Virginia. Jay Rockefeller is senator from West Virginia now. Winthrop Rockefeller was governor in the 1960s as a Republican. And young Bill Clinton, some people say he may be a Rockefeller. I won't even go into that. But young Bill Clinton, although he was a young liberal Democrat, worked for Winthrop Rockefeller's congressional campaign, or his gubernatorial campaign back there in the 1960s. A lot of people don't know that. And then, of course, you know, when Mike Huckabee was governor, his lieutenant governor was Winthrop Paul Rockefeller Jr., the son of the former Rockefeller governor. folks, everybody thinks of West Arkansas as being this backward state. Well, it may well be a backward state, but there's some very powerful financial interests in Arkansas, such as the Jackson Stevens Company. They have actually been supporting Huckabee financially. They're the some of the same people that supported Bill Clinton, ladies and gentlemen. Do you get it? Mike Huckabee is a Rockefeller boy. And the Rockefellers, of course, they have diminished in their financial power and influence. They're on their way out as a real force in this country. They don't have anywhere near the money that they've often thought to have. In many respects, they have always been satellites, lower-tier people in the Rothschild sphere of influence. And that's exactly what we have here. We have really, in one sense, another Bill Clinton, but this time he comes in the guise of a former Baptist minister turned conservative Republican. So, folks, you know, I'm just here warning you. I know there's a lot of people out there who are saying, oh, he's a good Christian man. We need to support him. He's the best thing in the, you know. Folks, that's all part of the game. They are trying to mislead us. Oh, it gets frustrating. We know I have a lot of things more to say, but you know they can hold. We have some callers lined up here. I'm going to try to bring a few of them up anyway, but our first, who's been on board for a while, is our friend Jim from Texas. So let's just bring Jim up. Jim, what's going on?
Mike, I would describe Huckabee as an airbrushed Hagee. That's what he is. He's airbrushed. He's a little more diplomatic than Hagee, but he's a Hagee. Okay? He's completely 100% Israel, 100% the Israeli or the Jewish agenda, and I don't know if anybody can tell me any different.
Well, you know, Jim, the problem is, though, and I'm repeating myself here, but the problem is there are still so many people out there, real good Christian people out there who are tired of dirty politics and who are tired of crooked politicians, and they really buy this argument that we need a good Christian in the White House. That's the scary part about this, Jim.
Yeah, but Mike, there's no such thing as a good Christian that supports Israel.
Oh, I agree with you 100%, Jim, but you know, the average American out there who is rallying behind Huckabee, These people, they really think that they've got a real good choice here, and, well, you and I know better. I just hope that there's somebody out there. I mean, if they can't get it on the issue of Israel, maybe they can get it, maybe they can understand when they realize that the state of Arkansas is a Rockefeller family fiefdom, and nobody gets elected governor of Arkansas unless they're backed up by the Rockefeller forces. That's just an absolute rule of thumb.
It's like nobody gets elected in the United States unless they're an avid and unqualified supporter of Israel.
Well,
you don't get elected, with the possible exception of Ron Paul.
Well,
okay?
You know,
that's
and even, you know, I tell you
exception.
Something. I heard Michael Medved on with our caller Mike from Illinois on that broadcast that Mike sent me a copy of, and which I talked about here in the show. It's kind of funny because Michael Medved jumped in to say, well, you know, you say that no one can be elected in the United States without the support of the Israeli lobby. And then he mentioned Ron Paul specifically. Well, you know, here's the thing about it. They can stand one person or two people or 10 people or 20 people in Congress or even 100 people in Congress who don't necessarily go along with the pro-Israel agenda on every issue, as long as those people don't speak out, as long as those people don't cause a ruckus, as long as they have the majority of the votes. So, and I'm sure Mike, of course, realizes this, and I know Michael Medved realizes this, too. So these people that think they've gotcha, they say gotcha when they can say, well, what about Ron Paul? No, that isn't a gotcha. All it is just confirmation that there are people who can get elected out there who don't necessarily share the entire agenda, but on the bigger picture, and that's what we're talking about here, in the bigger picture, what you said is absolutely right. They've got
and
the
Mike,
control.
There were only two people in the last several Congresses that they allowed to get away with it until they turned on Traficant. Was Traficant and Ron Paul. That's the only two they allowed.
Well, you know, actually, don't forget Cynthia McKinney and Earl Hilliard, both Southern Black Democrats, but of course, both of them got thrown out of office.
How quick did they get rid of them, Mike? How quick?
Well, that's it, exactly. The minute either of them started to make any noises, they absolutely moved against them. That's correct. But I'm saying
because they were afraid of losing the black community to them. That's why. As far as Traficant and Ron Paul, they weren't worried at all. They couldn't care less about them. Except now they're worried about Ron Paul because I understand he raised something like $12 million yesterday or the day before or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not clear on that. The last report I saw was that it was something like $5 or $6 million. Now, I haven't checked the news since I saw that one report, and I don't know how old it was. But, you know, the bottom line of it is, even if he didn't raise $12 million and only raised that hallowed figure of $6 million, that's still a heck of a lot of money for someone who has been virtually blacked out by the mass media in this country. I mean, he's raised more money than a lot of the so-called front-runner candidates in a shorter amount of time. And, well, you know, you said it. You said it exactly, Jim. They have reason to be scared at this point.
Well, but they're not too scared because look what they trotted out today, Lieberman and Dorsen McCain, okay? they control both sides of every argument. They always have, or they've always tried to control both sides of every argument. So they think, okay, Huckabee might be fading, so we'll just throw Lieberman into the McCain. So no matter who assumes the lead, that they're in control of them. That's how they operate.
Well, that's the thing, and that's why what happens with the Ron Paul campaign, particularly I think in New Hampshire, is going to be very, very telling in a lot of ways. And that's something, we'll save that for Wednesday night. Jim, I have to move on here. We have another Jim waiting to come up very patiently. Jim from Pennsylvania. Jim, come on up.
Good evening, Mike. How are you?
How you doing tonight?
Good. Listen, Mike, I had been wanting to approach you on a topic that I kind of disagree with you on.
Well, go ahead.
And that's the topic of your support, so to speak, for Ahmadinejad in Iran.
What do you have to say?
Well, I'll just give you a couple of examples. I want to lead this discussion into also talking about crypto Jews. Back in July 24th, there was an article in the New York Sun by a writer called Hillel Halkin.
Mm-hmm.
Halkin?
Yeah, Hillel Halkin, I think it is, yeah.
Right. And he wrote an article called Ataturk Overturned. You can get it through a Google search. And he goes, it's a three-page article there on the Internet, and he talks about how Ataturk was actually a crypto-Jew.
Right, I'm familiar with that. That's been around for a long, long time, actually. I remember in fact, I think Eustace Mullins wrote about that, I believe, in his book, The New History of the Jews. So that's not real news, but I'm aware of it.
No, I understand. And then recently, on December 11th, there was a public speech given by former President Mohammad Khatami. It was given at Tehran University, where he publicly criticized Ahmadinejad.
Okay.
The New York Times ran that article, and they were saying that it's how unusual it was for such a venue of high public visibility. And then on 11/21, November 21st, the BBC ran an article where it described the former president Khamenei talked about how he feels that Ahmadinejad is leading the nation in the wrong direction. It actually accused him of behaving immorally towards his political rivals. And it talks about how rare this kind of public attack is on Ahmadinejad. Now, these are just two very, very high-profile Iranians in the past month or so that have attacked Ahmadinejad. And You know, I've been following the press, and I've noticed that there's been, you know, like over the past year or so, there have been a lot of these articles appearing where very high-profile Iranian people have been attacking Ahmadinejad as being needlessly provocative towards the West. And, you know, considering the idea of crypto-Jews, you know, like, you know, Vicente Fox down in Mexico is a Jew. You probably heard about Fidel Castro is a Morano Jew. Kirchner down in Argentina is a Jew. You know, we have our own crypto Jews in this country.
Well, I tell you something. That story about Castro, I've never seen it. I've never seen it actually confirmed. That's been floating around for years. Likewise, the story about Kirchner, I'm not clear on that either. But I tell you what, in a country like Iran, if you're suggesting that Ahmadinejad is a crypto Jew, I don't think he would have gotten as far as he was, or as far as he did, if in fact he were a Jew, or a crypto Jew, as the case may be. And, you know, bear in mind also that he doesn't run that country.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
High-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
763975, or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Piper here. We have Jim from Pennsylvania aboard. Jim, if I could interrupt your train of thought here for a moment, but it's on the same lines. You know, in my files, I was going through my files here the other day, I found an old clipping from, I believe, the B'nai B'rith Messenger with a little news item in. And remember, this is a Jewish newspaper saying, guess what? Yasser Arafat's mother is said to be Jewish. Well, a few years before they ran that article, I believe it was that same newspaper, certainly another Jewish newspaper, had another similar little news item saying that Muammar Gaddafi's mother was Jewish. Now, I have never seen any proof anywhere of either of these allegations, but I'm here to tell you, at the time I remember thinking, oh, isn't that interesting, but now in retrospect I look back on it and I see exactly what it was, deliberate provocations to try to indirectly smear both Gaddafi and Arafat among their own supporters and to raise questions about them. So, you know, I just don't believe that Ahmadinejad is a Jew or a crypto Jew. I mean, if we get to the point, Jim, where we think that nothing is as it seems, then what can we believe?
Mike, I'm not saying that there's proof that he is, but we know that for centuries, in both the Christian world and the Islamic world, the Jews have shown an uncanny ability to disguise their origins, disguise their nationality, to blend into the population, and to be crypto-Muslims or crypto-Jews. Now, in Iran, you know, it's well known that the Jewish community there is very ancient. It's been there for 2,500 years. It's in the vicinity of 25,000 to 35,000 people. So all I'm saying is, given what Ataturk pulled off in Turkey, I can't dismiss the possibility that Ahmadinejad is a crypto-Jew, and in the sense that he has kind of used this provocative language over the past 2 years, he's kind of given more leeway to the Zionist Anglo-American establishment.
Well, you know, Jim, I understand the argument you're making, but the thing about it is that you could extend that argument and say that anybody anywhere, whether it's Hugo Chavez, and I've heard people say that about Hugo Chavez, that, you know, that Hugo Chavez is, well, if he's not secretly a Jew, that he's certainly doing the work of the Jews by criticizing Israel and by allying with Ahmadinejad. I mean, you could extend that to anybody who is a critic of Israel or critic of organized Jewry and say, well, they're just really working for the Jews, or they are a Jew themselves. And I like I say, in Iran today, considering the fact that it is tightly controlled politically, I just cannot believe that the ruling elite in that country, the ruling religious elite, would have deliberately allowed Ahmadinejad, if he were a crypto Jew working to advance the Zionist agenda, to become president. I mean, unless you want to take it to the natural extension and say that all of the ruling elite are actually crypto Jews.
No.
You see what I mean? So I understand what you're saying, Jim, and it's not out of the realm of possibility, but I guess I have to hope that there are a few brave people out there who say what they mean and mean what they say. And, you know, I've met the guy.